All right, we thought it'd be time now to call Ed Carter's sports hotline. We haven't done this in a while. Good to check in with Ed, especially around election time and the Cowboys off to such a good start.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only guy in America that still does one of these dial-up sports lines.
For Thursday, October 30th, in the year of our blessed Tea Party Lord 2014, I'm the guy who fights Hollywood's liberal agenda by not going to Rosie O'Donnell movies, Ed Carter.
Last one of those.
Well, them old Cowboys are finding out now how risky it is putting someone like Tony Romo in charge of Tom Landry's Protestant Cowboys.
What the heck?
Now, I ain't saying Romo's a bad guy. I'm just saying that if you get him to work, he's going to figure out some kind of way to get out of it.
What the heck is he talking about?
And this time it was a so-called back injury. Oh, poor Tony can't handle a knee in the back. Hey, Tony, why don't you come on out here to East Texas and get kicked in the nuts by a Hereford every morning like I do? You'll be begging for a knee in the back. But you're such a drama queen that you force Mr. Jerry Jones to go down in the locker room to give you an x-ray.
I don't think that's how it happened.
Hey, Antonio, be thankful we allowed you to come over here in the first place to make more than $12 an hour to get knees and something like that playing our country's greatest sport.
This is born here.
Here's my prescription for you. Tape it up, suck it up, rub some dirt on it, and get the pigskin to whittin' so a real man can show you how to earn 6 points. Then you can go back to your dollhouse or practicing making out with your John Stamos partner poster.
What?
Tony. In Transylvanian women's rowing.
No way.
And back to the NFL and the cowboy things I was saying earlier today on this recording. Jerry Jones has done more for the Cowboys than Tony Romo ever did.
God.
And Brandon Whedon is the natural leader we deserve.
Oh, no.
That's why this November, I'm voting for Brandon Whedon for Cowboys starting quarterback.
It's not up for a vote.
I invite you to join me. Speaking of elections, when is Wendy Davis folding up her abortion tent and going home?
Oh, my God.
Man.
I don't know why she don't concede right now. She's got about as much chance of winning the gubernatorial race as I got of finding a good farmhand anywhere south of San Antonio. Prediction. Greg Abbott's going to leave some size 20-inch wheel tracks all over the abortion Barbie's pressure sword back.
Golly.
In Major League Baseball news, the Major League Baseball had another postseason game last night. And I got to tell you, from this East Texas reporter, it was a disaster and a national disgrace. Why, you be are asking me? Them Giants from Q-Town don't deserve nothing.
Whoa.
Q-Town.
This is once again Rosie O'Donnell's liberal Hollywood agenda controlling sports. But that's the way Obama wants it. Gays with penance. Hey, home slice, that ain't the way we roll here in America. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't realize that. You didn't get here until you're about 13. Why don't you go back to Ebola land, Obama?
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
We're your sports bro. I've been Ed Carter.
Wow. And once again, the opinions are his own.
Mm-hmm.
That's just his commentary from deep in the woods of East Texas.